Okay, Chaver, how many psukim are in Parshas Emor? 124 psukim. Happens to be my bar mitzvah parsha. I know. Yeah, you knew that. Me, you, and Nathan Feigenbaum. Yeah, we got a.
When's your birthday, Rabbi? Yeah.
My birthday is Yud Tes Iyar, which for a long time they thought that was the birthday of the Pizetzner Rebbe, but then newer scholarship seems to think not that way. Rav Simcha Buna of Prashiska said that even a Havamina has a truth to it, so I don't know what that means. It means that I get chizik, pretending that I was born on the same day the Pizetzner Rebbe was born. Oh, yeah? Okay. So, okay. Everyone works it out the way that they need to work it out. All right, let's see. By the way, just to connect to yesterday's Lag Va'Omer shir, just look at the first pasuk of the parsha. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aaron, Va'amarta aleim lenefesh lo yitama ve'amav. It connects us back to what we learned from Rav Shor, and it connects us back to what we learned yesterday about Banam Atem L'Shem Elokeichem. Look at the first pasuk of the parsha. Why is this the Shabbos? This parsha is going to lead us into the Shabbos. Right? The Shabbos for any Yom Tov is connected to the Yom Tov. So that means Parshas Emor is very deeply connected to the Inyan of Lag BaOmer. Sometimes it's Bahar. Depends how the year falls out. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aaron, v'amarta aleihem lenefesh lo yitama ba'amav. Say to the Kohanim, the b'nei Aaron, that a Kohen has an obligation not to become tummy. In other words, all these parshios, right, Kedoshim Tiyu, all the Kedusha, going back to Tazria Metzora, all the parshios that we're reading during the days of Sfiras HaOmer are preparing us for connection to Hashem, Kabbalah Satorah, Kedusha, right? Separation, Havdali, you're distinct, you're different. We spoke about how Hod Shebahod is Kodesh Kadashim, right? If the Gemara says in Brachos Daf Nun Ches that Hahod Zeh Yerushalayim, Zubei Samikdash, I'm sorry, Netzach is Yerushalayim, Hod Zubei Samikdash, so Hod Shebahod is the best of the Beis Samikdash, which is Kodesh Kedashim. So of course, the Shabbos before Lag BaOmer, we're reading all about Kohen Gadol, we're reading all about transcending Kedusha, but what else do you see in this opening pasuk? I'm sorry, we're going to be freestyling a little bit this morning. Is he the? Well, don't. We'll get to the Ramban also. But what do you see in this pasuk? There's a sefer called Yalkut HaGershuni. He says a beautiful varg of Gershon Stern. What does he say? He says Emor el Kohanim b'nei Aaron. So the pasuk shot is what? Say to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron. What do you say to them? Don't become tummy. But how else can you read the pasuk? Emor el Kohanim. Tell the Kohanim b'nei Aaron. You're the b'nei Aaron. Tell them the b'nei Aaron. Remind them what it means to be a ben Aaron. Remind the Jew what it means to be a Ben Aaron. So you'll say, but I'm not a Kohen. Yes, you are. Mamleches Kohanim v'goy Kadosh. You're also a Kohen. Kohen is separate. It's distinct. There's extra Kedusha. Right? So say to a Yid that you're a Ben Melech. Say to a Jew that you're a Ben of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Banam Atem L'Hashem Elokeichem. Right? Everything we learned yesterday. The whole worldview of Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Meir, that Beis Medrash, Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair, it was all about connecting children and parents in a proper way. I didn't mention it yesterday, but what was the pasuk that Rishon Bar Yochai darshened to say that I'm going to be the guarantor of the Torah? Ki lo si shachach mipi zaro. Right? So part of that pasuk also, ki lo si shachach, what shouldn't you forget? One should never forget mipi from one's own mouth. One should never forget to say zaro. Don't stop saying zaro. I'm someone's child. You know, they say, Rav Tzadok writes that even there's much more hashkacha pratis in the world than we even believe. If you're a talmud of the Baal Shem Tov, if you're in the world of the Baal Shem Tov, the world of Pnimis HaTorah, which is the world of the Ramban, by the way, we don't usually do those pieces, but every other piece is Al Derech HaEmes, is Al Pi Kabbalah. Ramban is a big makovel. So if you're in the world of Pnimis HaTorah, so Rav Tzadok says that everything is b'hashkacha pratis. Baal Shem Tov said everything is hashkacha pratis. Even the simanim in the Shulchan Aruch are b'hashkacha pratis. Heard such an idea before? In other words, if something appears in a particular chapter, a siman of the Shulchan Aruch, there's a reason it's there. It's revealing something. The Rishonim, Rav Tzadok writes, he says the Rishonim, and again, different people point, where's the cutoff point? They were Bali Ruach HaKodesh, and even the numbering system has a secret to it. What's Mitzvah Lamed Gimel in the Sefer HaChinuch? Mitzvah Lamed Gimel in the Sefer HaChinuch is Kibud Av V'Em. It's a relationship between parents and children. Why? Why is that Mitzvah 33? Because that's what it's all about. The proper relationship between parents and children. It's the whole world of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. So, of course, the opening pasuk of the parsha that's going to take us into the Yom Tov Lag Bomer is Emor El Kohanim. Remind the Kohanim, you're B'nai Aaron. Right? Say to them, you're B'nai Aaron. Not to say something.
Isn't it father, like the Kohanim
would
tell the younger Kohanim
about
father-son relationship?
Good, so what does Rashi say? Emor El Kohanim. Rashi says, Emor V'Amarta. What's the Emor, right? The question on the pasuk is, Emor El Kohanim V'Amarta Aleihem. What's the Emor V'Amarta? Moshe, say to the Kohanim, the sons of Aaron, Va'amarta Aleihem, and say to them, what? Moshe's talking? Someone else is talking? Who's talking? What's the Emor Va'amarta, this double Amira? So Rashi says, Lahazir Gidolim Ala Katanim. What's the Pashup Shat? The adults have to warn the children. Parents need to educate their kids. The older Kohanim need to make sure that the younger Kohanim know the halachos. Now we'll see the Ramban in a second. Right. What else does lehazir mean? Like the Zohar? Lehazir means what? To illuminate. Lehazir gedoy lemala katana means what? That the big ones have to help the little ones shine. Right. The adults have to help the kids to believe in themselves.
Today's Rambam.
Or, yeah. What's today?
Yeah, there's a halacha to teach the children because they're... The world lives off of the breath of the children's mouth.
Right. The Torah of the kids is it's so simple. Yeah, but the purity of a child's Torah is right. Is Mekayim in the world. We don't interrupt Tinokos Shel Beis Rabban to even build the Beis Hamikdash. Right. We don't even interrupt their learning for anything. Okay, but Lahazir Gadol Al Katanim also means you have to take from the big moments of your life to illuminate the small moments of your life. Right? I mean, we have periods of moichin de godless and moichin de katless. We have times where we're feeling connected, times where we're feeling not so connected. So you have to borrow sometimes from the illumination, the shine of the big times for the small times. Okay, good. So let's see the Ramban. Says the Ramban, Emor v'amarta lahazir gedolim ala katanim lashon Rashi medivri aboseinu. So he starts by quoting Rashi. Okay, it's based on the Gemara in Yuvamis, that it's the responsibility of adults to educate the children. Okay, good. Now, the question is, to what degree, just al pi halacha, does a parent have to prevent a child, and we're talking about an actual kid, right, from doing something? So, when someone asked me the other day in shul, can my daughter play with a certain toy on Shabbos? And so there was a couple parts to that question. There's, number one, is this playing with this toy on Shabbos a malacha? Right? And even if it is, do I have to stop my child from doing it? So look at Rashi. Look at the Ramban, I'm sorry. V'azhara hazos lomar, shelo nisayeya betumas hakohanim biyadayim. The pasuk is telling us, it's warning the adults not to assist the kohanim in actively becoming tameh. Which is a very important chinuch lesson. Right? Parents, don't help. Your kids are going to do some childish things. That's what kids do. But parents, you have to be the responsible adult in the conversation. Right? Don't assist your child in becoming tamei. What does that mean? Uvau bazeas haros rabus b'torah bipi medrash rabosenu. The truth is, Chazal expand this not only to tuma. It's referring to what? To the isur dam and shrotzim and tuma. There's many isurim in the Torah that we don't ideally want a child to do. Umehem nilmad l'chol isur in Shabbat Torah. And we expand from there to say, you can't ask your kid anything. You can't ask a kid to be machal Shabbos. Why? He's under bar mitzvah. That's not a real thing. You can't tell your kid to turn on a light for you. Lahazir gedolim ala katanim. You have to educate your child. Shelo nisayeya be'echad mehen. Sheyavru alav katanim. You can't actively give your child something not kosher to eat. Aval im yasu heim l'das atzman ein anu mitzuvan aleihem lahafrisham. What the halacha is telling us is you have to try to educate, you have to try to not assist, right? But if a child does something on his own, you don't have to stop. You don't have to stop the child. Right? In other words, you don't have to micromanage the situation. The child's going to be a child. You're not mitzuvah lahafrish, to separate the child from it. So if the kid is playing with a little child is playing with a toy on Shabbos that, you know, for an adult would be muksa, or would be a malacha, or would somehow be off limits, so you don't have to, right? Again, if the child's able to understand, you try to educate. And you certainly don't encourage the child to do things that are against the Torah. But if the child on his own does something, an adult is not mitzuvah to stop him. Okay? That's the halacha that emerges from the Emor v'Amarta. Okay, let's just go for one more second. V'tama kosav al pi midrasho. But to go just a little bit deeper, al pi this mahalich. Emor el kohanim v'tachzur v'tomer aleihem shelo yitam. Maybe you could say it differently, right? So what's the first pshat in Emor v'Amarta? Emor v'Amarta means say to the adults that they should say to the kids. But if it's really just Moshe Rabbeinu, say to the Kohanim, say to them, don't become Tameh, it's a double Amira. It almost sounds like Moshe is being told, reinforce this with the Kohanim. So says the Ramban, yes, Tachzor v'tomer aleihem shelo yitamu. Tell them again and again, don't become Tameh, don't become Tameh. Reinforce this idea. V'riboy ha'izharos, sheyitzav lahazhirem, shehu kol b'nei Aaron nishmar mizeh, gam ha'katanim. It's being reinforced to say this is important, right? We've seen a couple times in the Ramban, he asks why is Shabbos repeated so many times in the Torah, why is Avodah Zarah repeated so many times in the Torah, right? Part of it is saying this is important and we want to reinforce it and we want the Kohanim, even the children, ideally to practice this as well. V'omer Rabbi Avram b'derech ha'pshat emor al Kohanim ha'parshan iskeres lamala ki hei morei ha'torah v'amazhirim es ha'am. Ibn Ezra had a different pshat. He said, Emor v'amarta is say to the Kohanim, who are the teachers of Klal Yisrael, that they should know that there are certain things that they need to know, and there's other things that are applicable to all of Klal Yisrael. And they should know how to teach what's, you know, which, again, you read these parshas, sometimes hard to know, which of these rules apply specifically to a Kohen, and which applies to everyone. Right? So when it says, you know, don't, when the Pasuk says, for example, right, lo yikichu kar chabir osham upa'ase ganam lo yigalechu. You're not allowed to shave your beard with a razor. You're not allowed to make bald patches on your head as a sign of mourning. That's not a din of Kohanim, that's a din for every Jew. You're not allowed to shave your face with a razor either. It's not unique to Kohanim. Right, so, Emor v'amarta helped the Kohanim to know which of the rules apply specifically to Kohanim, and which ones apply to all of Klal Yisrael. Okay, fine. Good. We've entered into the parsha. Let's turn. There's so many one-liners. I just don't know how to do this. All right, let's go to Pasuk Yud Zayin. Chaf Aleph Yud Zayin. As you find it, I'll just tell you, along the way, he says that the reason that Kohanim are given an extra degree of avoidance of tumah is because they have an extra degree of responsibility in Beis HaMikdash. Right? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu puts them up on a pedestal, and they have to know that. They should also know that they don't want to become tameh. A Kohen doesn't want to become tameh because, just listen to these words for a second. Again, I'm not sure how to help you find it exactly. But he says, Aval yakvod ha-mikdash v'avudaso gado olav mikvod ha-meis v'avaso oso. That the love of the work of the Beis HaMikdash should be their greatest desire, even more so than getting involved with, you know, tumah of even family members by the Kohen Gadol. So the greatest chus in the world is to be a worker in the Beis HaMikdash. So they have different standards of living. Okay, let's go to Pasuk Yud Zayin. Pasuk Yud Zayin. Chaf Aleph Yud Zayin. What page? You guys got it? Say the following to Aaron, Ish mizaracha lidorosam, any man of your zera, of your descendants, lidorosam for all generations, Asher yevo mum, lo yikrav lakriv lechem elokav. A Kohen who has a mum is limited in terms of his ability to do the avodah. Now, let's just address this for a second because it's very hurtful. It's very hurtful halacha. A person who has a mum, some type of deformity, some type of physical situation that prevents them from serving in the Beis HaMikdash. I mean, are we so petty? Do we look at a person who's somehow limited in their mobility or has some type of, again, mum as is outlined here, right? Person who's blind, the person who can't walk, they can't, now all of a sudden you can't be a Kohen anymore? Why? Why is that? Hashem only, I hate to say it in these words, but like, lahavdil, 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 the Nazis also had a picture of like what a perfect, are we like that in terms of the body? We look at the body, this body is not good enough to serve God? That sounds so off. So Shimshon Rafal Hirsch says something very important. I have to just mention this. Rav Hirsch says that, no, you have to understand, it's not really about us. And it's not really about Hashem. Hashem respects, loves, and embraces the avodah of all people. The problem is that you see in Parshas Miketz, right? You see Miketz Vayigash, you see over there that when Yosef is setting up Mitzrayim, and he's collecting all the money from everyone as the world famine is taking over, and he's gathering everyone's money and he's gathering everyone's land, but the priests, leave the priests alone. Shevet Levi didn't work in Mitzrayim. In other words, the world recognizes there's a class called the priestly class. And surprisingly, again, maybe you like this idea or you won't, Rav Hirsch says we have to make sure that our priestly class is not going to be ridiculed by the world. In other words, we're afraid that if someone who has a mum works in Beis HaMikdash, you know what the world's going to say? They're going to say, well, the guy who's like, who's not able to make it in the world because of his mumim, because of his deformities, so he'll work for God or whatever. They'll say, oh, the most physically broken people, those are the ones who end up. And that doesn't look good. We want the Beis HaMikdash to be a place of, no, the Beis HaMikdash is the strongest, the healthiest. Again, it looks funny on the surface because it's so not Jewish, but we're projecting it outward. We don't want people to say, look, this is who serves God, the most, again, it's not about how Hashem looks at us, it's not about, God forbid, how we even look at a Jew. We don't judge a person by their goof, we're not Greeks. But there's a perception in the world that who works in the holy temple of the Jewish people? And we have to project a sense of strength. It's important that the world shouldn't look at us and say, oh, these guys who couldn't get, a job on Wall Street, so they work in, this guy who's limited in his mobility, who has this blemish, who has this defect, who has this deformity, who's disabled in this way, so he'll work in, it just doesn't look good. It doesn't put Torah and Beis HaMikdash in a state of prominence in the eyes of the world. It's not really that's what Shimshon Rafal Hirsch writes. Which I think is very comforting. On the one hand, it's still bothersome because it's... So don't play their game. Right? Why do I have to play their game? At the same time, we do care how the world perceives us. We don't make our whole life about how others perceive us, but we do care how someone perceives us. And we want the Beis HaMikdash to be a place of strength, a place of good health, a place of, ruchnias and gashmias. So it's a hard idea. It's a hard pasuk, yeah. Right, it's an interesting question. We need it for Hashem. The Chiddush HaRim said, we need the Beis HaMikdash for Hashem. We don't need it for ourselves. In many ways, life in Galus, if we're trying hard, is the greatest schus to serve Hashem. It's the greatest opportunity. If we were self-serving, we can accomplish more in this struggle than we can in a world that's post-Mashiach. But we need a Beis HaMikdash because I can't allow myself to just go about my business with a mosque on top of Kodesh Kedashim. That should bother us deeply. So I want Har HaBayis back. I want the Beis HaMikdash back. I want the world to recognize who Klal Yisrael is. I want the world to know the Jewish God. So all of that, I can live my own little secret world over here, but I need the world to know. So for Hashem's sake, right? Laman Shemo. Yeah.
If you write it for this qualified Kohen, well, you still have like a lot of the halachos of like the Kohen Adin, you just could serve as a Kadosh.
Do the regular the other rules of Kohen apply? I think so. I think so. Yeah, he's just not allowed. Right? Asher yebo mom lo yikrav lakriv lechem elokav. He's not able to serve in Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, he's still yeah. Okay. Now, what's troublesome in this pasuk is why is the pasuk here daber al Aaron? Tell Aaron. Notice in the parsha sometimes it's tell Aaron and the Kohanim, tell the sons of Aaron, right? Emre al Kohanim bnei Aaron. Our opening pasuk. Why here is it tell Aaron? Tell Aaron that if his descendants have a mum, they can't serve in Beis Hamikdash. Why are you telling this to Aaron specifically? So look at the Ramban, and you'll see the praise of Aaron. Why do you have to praise Aaron? Because Aaron is keneged Hod. We're heading towards the week of Hod, the week of Aaron HaKohen, Hod Sheva Hod. All right, so let's see how great Aaron, the person, was. Have an appreciation for Aaron HaKohen. Daber al Aaron ish mizaracha. Tell Aaron that if he has an ish mizaracha, one of his descendants has a mum, he can't work in Beis Hamikdash. Lo amar bekan daber al Aaron vel banav. Says the Ramban, it doesn't say here speak to Aaron and his sons. Kasher yomar beparshios kulam, like we find by the other parts of the discussion in Emor. Vatam ki sham tziva beparshios hakarbanos, zos Torah saola, zos Torah sachata saosham bekiyotzi bezeh. Aval bekan im amar daber al Aaron vel banav. Roy Shiomar Ish Mikem Lidorosechem. Velo Yirtzalahazir as Aaron Atzmo Bitoras Hamumin. Ki Aaron Kidosh Hashem Kulo Yafa Umum Lo Yebo. Says the Ramban. When we're talking about the Karbanos, when we're talking about Beis Hamikdash, the Karbanos that are going to be brought, so we understand why it speaks to Aaron. Here, we want to almost distinguish Aaron from his descendants. What does that mean? We're not warning Aaron atzmo b'toras ha'momen. We're not saying about Aaron, God forbid, himself, that he's going to... We want to say, Aaron, you need to make sure your descendants know about this. Right? Because you don't need to know about this. Why does Aaron not need to know about this? Moshe had many personal struggles. Moshe had was kvad peh. He had a hard time speaking. Aaron, you don't need to be taught for yourself Torah's Mumin, the laws of blemishes. Again, look at the words. Ki Aaron kedosh Hashem kulo yafe umum lo yebo. Because you, Aaron, you are the Holy One of Hashem. You're the Kohen Gadol. You're kulo yafe. You're entirely beautiful. Umum lo yebo. You yourself, Aaron. This halacha is not for Aaron. Tell Aaron to convey this lesson to all of his future descendants who it might be shayach to. But Aaron himself, this is not shayach to you. Aval yazhirenu al zaro, shiyoreim v'yazirosam l'dorosam. Aaron, you have an obligation to make sure your descendants know this rule. And the Ramban goes on to sing the praise of Aaron. Listen to this. U'beparshas hatoma b'samuch daber al Aaron ve'el banov v'yinazru mikadshe b'nei Yisrael. When it talks about Tumah, again, what does it say? It says, speak to Aaron and his sons. That makes it sound like Aaron's in the same group as his sons. Will Aaron ever become Tameh? So you'll say, I don't know. He can become Tameh. Ki tochin shagam Aaron yera Tumah samaga b'meisol b'sheretz. Presumably Aaron can become Tameh. He could also, right, come in contact with a dead body. Someone dies next to Aaron. He's under the same roof. He could become Tameh. So there it mentions Aaron. However, kasher ba lahazkir hatzaras v'hazov, but when it talks about the type of tumah that a person brings upon himself, ish ish mizera Aaron. It goes back to saying the descendants of Aaron. Why? Ki lo yeraze begufo, because this would never happen to the body of Aaron. Ki malach Hashem tzuvakos, because Aaron is a tzaddik. Aaron's malach Hashem tzuvakos. Even though. Did Aaron get Saras? What happened with Aaron and Miriam? The Torah highlights Miriam Saras. Did Aaron not get Saras when they We're talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. But again, you see the Ramban praising Aaron. The Amum is not shayach to the world of Aaron. Tumah, right? A tumah that comes from oneself is not from what, right? From the outside, yeah, a tumah from the outside. You can encounter a sheretz, you can encounter a tumas meis. But a tumah that comes from within, that's not shayach to Aaron. So again, I think it's so much what we're learning. There's a point inside of a Jew that's always pure. There's a point inside of a Jew that's never blemished. Right? It's so much thematically what we've been learning in preparation for Lag BaOmer. Okay. All right, let's jump ahead a little. There's a very important mitzvah in our parasha. The Ramban doesn't add so much in terms of describing it, but you should just know he says it's a mitzvah and it's in our parasha. Perechav Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Perechav Beis, Pasuk Lamed Beis. Yeah.
In terms of Aaron being like, I know that he's supposed to be associated with
he's an Oev Shalom Verodev Shalom, right? He loves Jews. Oev Asabrias and Makarvan Latar. He's a great lover of the Jewish people, yeah.
Right. So would that,
which is more of a right side type of midah.
Right, so do we think that it's like being told to him because he would be the last person to tell somebody, like, you can't work with it? Like, meaning, even with the Chereigel.
Right, I mean, he would have the sensitivity.
Even with the Chereigel, he was like involved.
Interesting. Interesting. All right, he was such a lover that it was. It's interesting. Interesting to think about. Interesting. Okay. Okay, Chavra, take a look. Pasuk Lamed Beis. Chav Beis Lamed Beis. Pasuk Lamed Aleph says, "Ushmartem mitzvosai v'asisam osam ani Hashem." Keep the mitzvos and guard them, preserve them. I am Hashem. V'lo secha alu es shem kadshi. V'negdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, ani Hashem mekadishchem. You shouldn't be mechalo my name. Don't create a chil Hashem. Right? It's pasuk. Lo sechalu Hashem kadshi. V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. What does that mean? What exactly is this pasuk telling us to do or not do? V'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Hashem says, don't be mechal my name. Rather, nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Hashem says, I'm going to be sanctified b'soch b'nei Yisrael. What does that ask of us? Ani Hashem mekadishchem. So says the Ramban, this is a very serious request of Hashem. V'tam v'nekdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. Al das Rav Hoseinu, according to Chazal, Medrash, Torah's Kohanim explains, mitzvah saseh, this is a real mitzvah. Again, you'll look at this pasuk, you'll say, this is just another one of those psukim where it says, you know, Hashem says, keep the mitzvahs, and we should be holy together. No. V'nekdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael is a very particular mitzvah. It's one of the 613. What does it mean? Shinekadesh es shemo b'mitzvos. Sanctify Hashem's name through mitzvos. Well, what does that mean? Next four words. Lehareg aleyen velo na'avor. A willingness of a Jew to give his life. V'nekdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael. A willingness for a Jew to die over the mitzvos, not to violate the mitzvos. And where does that come from? Where does that come from? So since Nate got us started this morning with Parshas Noach, we'll go back to Parshas Noach for a second. Right? In Parshas Noach, it used to be that Adam and Chava were not given permission to eat animals. And then something changed after the Mabul. Why? Noach saved the goof of the animal, right? Or like we learned by the blood, right? Noach saved the goof of the animal, so therefore the body belongs to its savior. So what's Pasuk Lamed Gimel? Why nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael? Pasuk Lamed Beis. Why should a Jew be prepared to give up his goof for Hashem? The answer is because hamotzi aschem me'aretz Yitzrayim li'os lachem elokim ani Hashem. Hashem says because for this purpose I took you out of Mitzrayim, or in this merit in because I provided for you when I took you out of Mitzrayim, so now I own you. And therefore Hashem says sometimes a Jew has to be prepared to choose me and to choose my mitzvos and my way of thinking, my way of living, over your life. Leharig alein velo na'avur, to give one's life, not to violate mitzvos. V'zeh tam, says Ramban, that's the next pasuk. Hamotzi aschem me'aretz Yisrayim, li'os lachem le'elokim. Shehu tam yichlo kol ha'mitzvos. That attitude really encompasses all the mitzvos. Anochi Hashem Elokecha, keep kol haTorah kula. That's how Hashem began his speech at Har Sinai. Everything I'm about to tell you about is because Asher HaTzeisichem Eretz Yisrael, we took you out of Mitzrayim. But all the more so, right? All the more so when it comes to certain mitzvos, and sometimes it could be any mitzvah depending on context, a Jew has to be prepared to give up his life for mitzvos. Sheroi lekade shemo aleihem ba'avur she'anachnu avadav asher ga'alnu mitzrayim. Pretty intense, pretty serious. Right? So the sense of we have to remember that. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, not to make us his slaves, God forbid, but we are forever indebted. And if you'll say, well, had Hashem not saved us, eventually we would have gotten out of Mitzrayim in some other way. We don't believe that. We say at the Seder, yeah, Avadim Hayinu L'Parav Mitzrayim, we were slaves, and had Hashem not taken us out, then what? Anu, Uvanenu, Uvanevanenu, right? Usually when you say generation and generation, and three generations of Chazaka, we would have been there forever. So it's not like there was an alternative to getting out of Mitzrayim. Hashem took us, and Hashem said, now forever, you're mine. Right? Avadayim. Avadayim. And therefore, Nikdashti Besoch B'nai Yisrael. Hashem says, you owe it to me, a mitzvah saseh, to be prepared to make the full sacrifice for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a pretty serious thing. Yeah.
Right,
v'chai b'hem. So under normal circumstances, right. Right.
And second, how do we know that in most cases we wouldn't, choose to be a model except for the three?
Right. But sometimes a person has to be prepared to die even for not the victory. Right? I mean, the times of shmad, a person has to... Right, we don't know it from this pasuk. Meaning, the Gemara has to work on that in Sanhedrin to figure that out. Right. It's not it, right? But here again, the Ramban is saying on a certain level, it's kol el kol mitzvos, as the context of the pasuk seems to say. So that's a machlokas Rishonim, if you're allowed to give your life for anything. Yeah. I mean, can I choose to give my life for any mitzvah?
Like we generally
I have to die for the big three, but can I choose to die for other mitzvahs? That's a big shot. Some say that's suicidal. Yeah, some say to die for a small mitzvah is suicide and you're held accountable. I think it's the Rambam who says that, no, you have that option to choose that, because v'nikdashti b'sof b'nei Yisrael, really, again, as a reshus, as an optional mitzvah, right, applies to every mitzvah. There's three that you must be prepared to give your life for. Okay? Okay, I mentioned a couple of times the last couple of weeks that there's a famous Ramban in our parsha about Shabbistik, the notion of something being Shabbistik. Okay? So let's see that, and then we're going to go back and fill in one that I'm skipping over for just a moment. So go to Chav Gimel Chav Dalid. Chav Gimel Chav Dalid. Vayedaber Hashem al Moshe Leimor, Daber al Bnei Yisrael Leimor, Bachodesh Hashvi'i, Be'echad Lachodesh, Yeh Lachem Shabbason, Zichron Trua, Mikra Kodesh. Right? What we call Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, of course. When's Rosh Hashanah? The first day of the seventh month. The beginning of the year. I always find that ironic. The first day of the seventh month is because we count from Nisan. But okay, we also count from Tishrei, so... But the Torah says, on the first day of the seventh month, it should be Yiyah Lachem Shabbason. It should be a Shabbason. However, what exactly is a Shabbason? The Torah sometimes says this word, Shabbason. What exactly is being asked of us? So the Ramban introduces us to the concept of something not being necessarily a malacha per se, but very much not in the spirit of the day. It's an important idea. Some people think, like, well, what's the halacha? Either it's mutter or it's aser. Not everything's mutter or aser. There's a spirit to Torah, right? Again, like that piece we learned the other week. What's the ratzon Hashem? What is that? What's the attitude of Asisa Yashir Vatov, the Ramban? Be a person who understands the way that Hashem thinks. So Shabbos is not just a checklist, and all of Torah is not just a checklist. Right? So what is Shabbason? So go to the paragraph that says Venirali. It's probably the third paragraph or so on this piece. Do you have it as a separate paragraph? Venirali Shah Medrash. Where is it? Oh, you just have Nira Shah Medrash? Interesting. Sometimes there's... It's funny. I find different versions of the Ramban have sometimes different words. You have Nira Lee? So interesting. I don't know what that's about. I mean, there were probably different, you know, manuscripts or whatever. Venira Li Shah Medrash Hazel Lomar. So again, he quotes the Medrash, Shabbason. There's a mitzvah of Shabbason. And he's trying to figure out, is it Malacha? Is it Durabanan Malacha? Avos, Toldos. He's very busy trying to figure the whole thing out. And then he says, you know what? Here's what I think is really going on here. Venira Li Shah Medrash Hazel Lomar. Shenetztavinu minatora liyos lanu minucha biyomtov. The Torah is commanding us that Yom Tov is supposed to be a day of rest. Shkayach, we know that, so we can't do malacha, right? No. More than that. Afilu midvarim she'ena malacha. Yom Tov is supposed to be a different type of day. And look what the Ramban says. Lo sheyitrach kol hayom limdod hatvuos. Not to spend the whole day, what? Measuring your grain. In other words, the Ramban is now going to paint a picture for us of how you could, in theory, stay within the letter of the law and be so incredibly busy, almost like a regular work day, on a Yom Tov. And Shabbason, the mitzvah of Shabbason, means make it a day of rest beyond just what's mutter and usser in terms of malachos deraisa and derabanans. You could spend the whole day measuring your grain. V'lishkol ha'peiros. What word do you have next? V'ha? You have matchot, right? You could spend your day weighing and measuring your fruit. Some versions have matanos. Right? Okay. It's interesting. So you could spend the whole day measuring your kalim. Measuring your fruit, ulemale hachavios yayin. You could fill your barrels with wine. Uliftos hakelim. You could spend a day moving around your furniture, right? Emptying vessels, filling vessels. Gamavana mibayis labayis mimakum lamakum. You could spend. You could be shvit. You could spend a whole day Yom Tov rearranging your, moving your couch from one room to another room. Ve'im ha'isa ir mukafas choma. And if you live within the Erev, if you're in a walled city. Udalsos neulos balayla, where the doors lock, right? So you're within the, you know, there's no iser hotza. So you could do all sorts of things. You omsim al chamoreim. You could be spending your day loading up your donkey. Va'af yayin va'anavim te'enim v'chol masa yaviu biyomtov. You could go to the marketplace, and you could pick up some wine or some fruits and vegetables. It could be a regular day. V'yashuk male mikol mekachu memkar. And the marketplace could be full of business deals. Now you'll tell me, what do you mean? How do you purchase it on Yom Tov? Oh, v'tia chanus psucha v'hachenvani makif. The store is open, and the storekeeper gives on credit. And you can figure out ways to not have to write anything down. You'll settle it up after Yom Tov. It can look like a totally regular business day. V'ashulchanam al shulchanam v'azahuvim lifneyam. You may even be allowed to. The money changers can maybe even do certain things with money. Right? Everyone's going to get up early, like a regular day. It says in Shulchan Aruch, you're supposed to daven later on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Salacha. That's part of the spirit of the day. It's not supposed to feel like your regular day where you got up early and you ran to work. And it's a different feel, a different energy. So the workers would get up early to their work. People will rent themselves out for all sorts of activities, right? Which again, it could all be within the letter of the law. And we totally transform the Yom Tov, and Shabbos itself could be spent in such a way. Again, all b'derech HaTorah, in accordance with the letter of the law. Shebuchol zeh ein bahem shum malacha. Lakach Amra Torah Shabbason. Lakach Amra Torah Shabbason. The Torah says that's not Shabbos Dik. It's not in the spirit of Shabbos. That's not what Shabbos was given to you for. Well, show me where it's Aser. You should have an intuition. You should have a sense. This is not the right energy, right? This is not the right way to dress on Well, it's afternoon of a Yom Tov. I'll put on a t-shirt and shorts. All right. That's not Yom Tov dick. It's not usser. That doesn't look like a Jew should look on Yom Tov or Shabbos. Right? So there's an attitude to the Torah and to the Shabbos and to the Yom Tov. Lakach Amr Torah Shabbason Shia Yom Shvisa Umenucha. It should be a day of, again, emotionally different. Right? One's spirit should feel more at ease, at rest. Lo Yom Torah Va'amel. Not a day of schlepping, of doing, of, you know, it's a good day to clean the garage. That's not what Yom Tov is. V'zeh peirush tov v'yafa. And says the Ramban, this is a very nice pshat. I like this pshat. I think this is a true pshat in what the Torah is asking of us. This is not, don't try to figure out Shabbason, is that derais or derabanan. It's a totally different thing. It's an attitude that the Torah is asking us to develop. Yeah, Nazi. Right, so he actually goes on to explain how this permeates. Yeah, this is not just he goes on to talk some very interesting things about shofar, why do we blow the shofar. I'll have to save that for another time. Interesting things on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. But yes, this permeates beyond just this pasuk. Okay? All right, let's do one final Ramban, which actually I'm most excited to share with you. We'll go back. I said we're skipping one, we'll go back. Chav Gimel Yud Zayin. And I actually want to learn, just for a moment or two, a couple of words from Rav Kook. We'll try at least. Probably butcher it, but let's try. Okay, take and pass. Let's see the Ramban first. Pass that around. This is a beautiful idea, and this will help us understand really where we are during these days. By the way, the Ramban writes in this week's Parsha that Sfiras HaOmer is like the Chol HaMoed between Pesach and Shavuos. Again, another famous Ramban in our Parsha. It's a one-liner. He says the same way that we have Chol HaMoed between Sukkot and Shmini Atzeres, we also have a very long 7-week Chol HaMoed, shows you that we're in a very elevated time right now, between Pesach and Shavuos. That's why the rabbis call Shavuos Atzeres, which is really the name for Shmini Atzeres. Okay, but listen to this Ramban, and it's a little bit Kabbalistic. We'll end with this. Very interesting. The Ramban says, Chav Gimel Yod Zayin. It's describing Sfiras HaOmer. Right? The Pesukim are describing you should count 7 weeks, and you count Tisru Chamishim Yom, and then you bring a Mincha Chadasha LaHashem. You bring a new Mincha. You bring a new Mincha. What do you bring? Mimosho Seichem Taviu Lechem Tenufa. From Moshe Seichem, from your dwelling places, Taviu Lechem Tenufa, you should bring Lechem Tenufa, you should bring selected bread. Shtayim Shnei Esronim, Soles Tiena, Chometz Teafena, Bikurim LaHashem. What's being described here? The carbon Shtei HaLechem, that we bring, the two loaves that are brought as part of the offering of Shavuos. Okay? You should bring Shtayim, these two loaves. Shnei Esronim Soles Tiena. Right? It's made of two Isaron of fine flour. Chometz Teafena. It should be prepared as chometz, bread. We'll see why that's significant in a second. Bikurim LaHashem. This is the first offering of the wheat in Beis HaMikdash on Shavuos. Okay. Says the Ramban. Chametz Teafena. You should bake it chametz. I mean, that's usually how you make bread, no? But here's the chiddush, says the Ramban. Tziva ha-kasuv shetiyana chametz. The karban shtei ha-lechem, which is brought along with other animal sacrifices on Shavuos, but these two loaves that we prepare as part of our offering on Shavuos should be prepared as chametz. Why? Lefi sheheim toda Lashem, ki chukos katsir shamar lano. It's chametz because it's kind of like a karban toda. It's kind of like a karban toda, and therefore it's chametz because HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us a successful crop, has preserved the grain. The karban toda yavo alechem chametz. And a karban todah is brought from chametz. Okay, so we listen to this. Most minachos, most mincha offerings in the Beis HaMikdash are not chametz. But when a Jew brings a karban todah, when a Jew brings a Thanksgiving offering, which is the equivalent of what? Of what we would bench Birchas HaGomel for today. No, I'm sorry. We didn't make it around with the... Okay, good. I'm happy so many people can today. I made 25 for Gemara and I made 20 for this. Okay, so share. Spread around the Rav Kook so we can share a little bit. So most minchas, most menachos, most karban minchas are brought from what? Are brought from matzah. Are not chametz. However, the karban todah, when a Jew brings a karban todah, why do you bring a karban todah? Why do you say birchas hagomel? A person recovered from an illness, a person survived a difficult situation. So the karban todah is made up of 40 loaves of bread, 30 which are matzah, 10 which are chametz. Okay? Says the Ramban, when we bring the shtei halechem on Shavuos, it's made out of what? Chametz, because it's like a todah. And a karban todah is a chiddush that it's what? That it's chametz. Now, why is that a chiddush? Why are most of the flour offerings in the Beis HaMikdash not chametz? Okay, so let's look at Rav Kook for a second. Look at the side of the page that says Perek Rishon Brachos on top, Ein Ayah on the bottom. This is Rav Kook's commentary on the Gemara in Brachos. And you can see Os Samach Beis on the right-hand side. Rav Kook says a very deep thing. Let's try our best to understand his words. Okay. Amru Chazal. You see it? Amru Chazal. Shekol HaKarbanos B'teilin La'asid V'toda Eina B'teila. Chazal tell us, other side of the pitch. That side. You see Samach Beis on the right-hand side? You see the second line where it says Amru Chazal. Yes? Amru Chazal. All of the karbanos are going to be batel in the future. Vitoda eina batela. Famous medrash. Chazal say in the future we're not going to have karbanos except for a karban toda, except for a Thanksgiving offering. What's that about? What's that about? So says Rav Kook a very deep thing. This is Rav Kook on the Agadata. Brachos Dava. Says Rav Kook, Hatoda ba lahodos al hatov, haba al yedei gilgule sibos raos. Such a simple and true idea, Rav Kook says. When do you say thank you in the karban todah? You were deathly ill, you almost died. That was terrible. You were crossing the desert, you could have run out of water and died. You were in jail, you were held in captivity and you got out. You were in a horrific situation, and then it turned out good. And you say todah. Says Rav Kook, look at the words again. The todah comes to express thanks for a tov that came through what? Through sibos raos. Through the unfolding, through gilgule, through the unfolding of the events that were terrible. You were in big trouble, you were in grave danger, and then all of a sudden, things turned around, and now you say thank you to Hashem. So karban todah represents some type of transformation. Rav Shimon bar Yochai sat in a cave eating carob and drinking water for 13 years. We said yesterday he had one set of clothing. He came out of the cave, his skin was entirely broken. And yet Rav Shimon bar Yochai says to his son-in-law, Pinchas ben Yair, I feel so fortunate that I went through that. Bar Yochai, Moshav Tov Yashav. You were zoichet to sit in such a great dwelling place. It's terrible. Bar Yochai says, no, it wasn't terrible at all. It was good. I'm so thankful I went through that. Rabbi Kiva's life was a lot of turmoil. And yet, he became the great Rabbi Kiva through those struggles, through that suffering. That defined him. So karban todah is a very mysterious thing. Karban todah is this incredible thank you, but it's against this backdrop of like, I almost died. Something terrible almost happened to me. Hasimcha sha'achare ha-pachad va-sakana. Look at these words in Rav Kook. This is beautiful, a beautiful idea. It's so simple. I was like almost embarrassed that I never thought of it when I saw this idea. Every toda means that there was a really bad, there was a terrible midas hadin that was in the world, and it, Baruch Hashem, worked out good. The din turned to chesed. Hasimcha she'achrei ha'pachad v'asakana, the joy that comes after the fear and the danger. She'etzem hasimcha hi davar tov. That simcha itself is a good thing. But lu yitzuyar heyosa ki'im ba'agdam asara. But you couldn't get to that sense of unbelievable joy had you not gone through that difficulty. You can't have the appreciation of what it means to be healthy had you not been sick. As Chazal say, ilule sheyashavti b'choshech lo haya Hashem orli. That's a medrash on the pasuk. Ki eshev b'choshech Hashem orli. That's the pasuk. Ki eshev b'choshech Hashem orli. So how would you read the pasuk? What's pasuk pshat? Ki eshev b'choshech. Right. Even though I dwell in the dark, Hashem is my light. In other words, So the way Chazal read it, ilule yashavti b'choshech. Had I not gone through the darkness, lo haya Hashem orli, I never would have come to the light. Ayin Zohar Parshas Tetzaveh. The Zohar says there is no light except for a light that emanates out of darkness. True light comes from dark places. Yerushim Baruch Hai developed his Zohar, his glow, in a dark cave. So Chazal are telling us a deep thing. Real simcha comes after what? Real pachad. What's our biggest simcha? Mishinechaz Adar Mar B'simcha, no? Was there a bigger pachad than Haman's plot to annihilate the Jewish people? Such a pachad. But the pachad gets v'nehafachu into the big simcha of Purim. Al-Kain, therefore, says Rav Kook, Af shenoach lo la'adam shelo nivra. Even though, on a certain level, the Gemara says they discussed, is it kedai to exist? Existing is hard. Being born is hard. Mitzad ha'araftako is shirabu alav, because of the many challenges that overwhelm a person. Hagashmi is faruchnias. Aval sof kol sof hashleimus batucha. But it's worth it. Chevra, in the end of the day, it's worth it. Lefum tzara agra, pirkei avos. In accordance with the pain is the gain. If you're not willing to go through difficulties, Rishon Baruch Hai says, I never would have become a Rishon Baruch Hai. Va'kol mitukan lesuda. And everything is prepared for the big feast at the end. All the suffering of Galus is going to be resolved with a big Fabrangin when Mashiach comes, a big Suda. Al-Kain, so therefore, what carbon is the only carbon that's going to exist in the future? Says Chazal, Al-Kain la'asid yire yad Hashem sha'kol letova. In the end of days, we're going to see that everything was good. V'chikol ha'ro seichinu asatov ha'amiti. And all of what? And all of the difficulties led to the greatest good. Lo tia toda b'teila. So what carbon is going to continue to exist? A carbon toda. Beautiful idea. But however, you know we haven't answered yet. Why is it chametz? Shirak al pi ha-toda makirim anu es tzoyrech hara la-shlamas ha-tov. It's only the carbon toda that gives us the perspective that something bad can actually be something really good. Says Rav Kook, al kain ba-bo gam chametz. So unlike most flour offerings, which are made as matzah, the karban todah is still overwhelmingly matzah. You bring 40 loaves. 30 are matzah, but 10 are chametz. Why? Why am I bringing chametz? On Pesach, I was avoiding chametz like the plague. Chametz is bad. Says Rav Kook, Masha ein kein b'chol ha-karbanos. Usually chametz is bad, you're right. Chametz mora al harav ha-kilkol. Chametz represents what? Evil and brokenness. But the whole message of the Karban Todah is that sometimes something which was so broken could be so shalem. Something which was so hurtful could be so helpful. You understand? Al-Kain ha-mesameach chasan u-moda b'bitachon ha-shlemos ha-anoshis hu-ki'ilu hikriv todah. The context of the Gemara is a person who's mesameach chasan v'kala, right, it's as if he brought a Karban Todah. I have to work on that last part and try to understand again. But I'm not bringing this Gemara to explain how Simchas Chasan V'Kala is like bringing a Karban Todah. I want you to understand what the Karban Toda means and why it's not Batal Asad Lavo and why it has chametz as part of the 40 loaves that you bring, because chametz is terrible. No, chametz can also be transformed. So now let's go back to the Ramban and conclude. Says the Ramban, chametz teafena. However, what is the Karban that we're going to bring on Shavuos? The Shtei HaLechem. It's also a chiddush. What's the chiddush of the Shtei HaLechem? Chametz teafena. It's made out of chametz. Why is it chametz? Says the Ramban, because it's a Karban Todah of sorts. We're saying thank you to Hashem for the preservation of the success of our crops. And like a Karban Todah, it's chametz. But think about it, Chavra. Think about it much more deeply. When we make it to Shavuos, what's going on? How did we begin the process? How did we start? What was the Karban that kicked off Sfiras Omer? The Karban Omer. What was that made out of? It was made out of barley. It was made out of animal food. Now we come to bring the Karban Toda, the Karban Shtei HaLechem. It's made out of wheat, as our pasuk indicates. And not only that, it's chametz. We started off running away from chametz. Now we're coming back to chametz. Why are we coming back to chametz? Because you need chametz in your life. You need chametz that can be transformed in your life. If Hashem made your life really easy and good, it wouldn't be as happy and it wouldn't be as good. The struggles, the chametz that you're able to transform, that's what it means to be a Ben Torah. So on what? On Shavuos, we bring back the chametz. When we were just getting started, we left Mitzrayim, we were still spiritually unrefined. We don't know how to deal with chametz. We just run away from it. But when you grow up by Shavuos, after 7 weeks of working on yourself, you're ready to what? You're ready to engage chametz. You're ready to be able to say chametz, which is ra and kilkul, in the words of Rav Kook, can become a karban l'Hashem. I can say thank you over the fact that something terrible happened to me, and I can celebrate that and can appreciate. Had I not gone through that difficulty, I never would have arrived. That's such an amazing idea. So let's just finish the Ramban. I know it's late. Look at the Ramban. He says, "V'ulai iser hachametz mipnei sheyirmos al midas hadin." Why is chametz something we're usually avoid? It doesn't usually make its way into karbanos. Even when I bring a flower offering, it's usually not chametz. Toda is the exception, as we learned from Rav Kook, a very deep explanation of it. Because chametz has a certain element of what? Of midas hadin. Ki nikra chametz kasher yikare hayayin asher yake chometz. What happens when wine spoils? What's chometz? Vinegar. It's damaged. Chometz means damaged. Right? Chometz yayin v'chometz shechar. V'halashon nigzar milashon me'avel v'chometz. Like it says in Tehillim, a person who acts evil and chometz. A person who steals. A person who takes that which isn't his. Chometz means brokenness. Chometz means out of place. Chometz means deception. Chometz, the word in other contexts, that shoresh, means all sorts of bad stuff. Ki nigzal mehem tamam v'lo ye'achelu. Because when something becomes chometz, that means it's changed its flavor. It's changed its appearance. V'chein ki ischametz levavi. Many psukim he brings in Tehillim. Right? That indicate a certain anger or animosity or brokenness or perversion or corruption or lack of authenticity. Inauthentic. So says Rav Kook. Says the Ramban, I'm sorry. U'v'avur sha'karbanos l'ratzon l'shem anichbad. So since karbanos are about what? Hashem, serving Hashem, being close to Hashem. Hashem is the makor of goodness. Hashem is the makor of authenticity. Hashem is the makor, right, of all that is proper and just and kindness. So of course, we go away from chametz. When we serve, when we bring a karban to Hashem, lo yavo min advar masher lehem hayada chazaka lishanos hativim. We're not going to bring it from something which represents a deviation of the way things ought to be. But however, you know what else is usually not included in a karban? No chametz, going back to the earlier part of Vayikra, no chametz, and also no honey. Why not? Listen to this, Ramban. Ready? Chametz means midas adin. Honey means undiluted what? Love, chesed. But in last week's parsha, we called the man who sleeps with his sister chesed. Too much love in the wrong place is also damaging. Don't put chametz into your karban. And don't put the sweetest of sweets into your karban. Kigon dvash. Rak min advarim hamizugim. The world of Hashem is a world of what? Of balance. The world of Hashem is where things are properly blended. If you're going to overdose on the sweetness, it's bad. If you're going to overdose on the intensity of midas hadin, that's also bad. Kasher amru b'briyas ha'olam, and Hashem created the world, shiteif midas rachim v'midas hadin uvaral. Hashem took what? Midas hadin and midas rachim, He blended them together, and Hashem made a world. And that's what Shavuos is celebrating. Shavuos, we're able to bring a little bit of chametz back into the mix. Again, normally we're scared of chametz, but the higher level is really getting back to what? The chametz. V'nei b'chag ha'shavuos, hu yom matan Torah. Yovi akarban b'din toda. Yes, on the one hand, it's a Thanksgiving offering, so that's why it has chametz. Kihu yom ha'atzeres. V'hamaskil yavin. He's saying Kabbalistic ideas. V'zeh sod. Masha amru chazal. This is what chazal say in the Medrash. La'asin lavo kol ha'karbanos b'teilin. The carbon toda eino batel olam. But carbon toda is never batel. You know why? Ki bo matzah v'chametz ke'inyan ba'olam haba. Because the world of the future is learning how to what? How to live with chametz and matzah. To enter into a world of chametz and matzah. What's this Friday? Pesach Sheni. The original Pesach Sheni is very geula dekalari, right? We left Mitzrayim. The original redemption was called Pesach number one. Pesach Sheni has a certain futuristic element to it. On Pesach Sheni, do you have to be chametz free on Pesach Sheni? It's a world of chametz and matzah, right? Chesed Shebahod, the first day of Hod, right? Is Pesach Sheni. Says the Ramban, the Karban Toda is the way of the future. It's going to exist forever. You know why? Because it's chametz and matzah together. It's being able to appreciate how Midas HaDin is really chesed in disguise, and it's all blended together. So by Shavuos, when you get to Matan Torah, you're ready for that. When we first left Mitzrayim as a bunch of slaves, you aren't ready for that. Get rid of your chametz. You're not ready for chametz. Chametz is going to just be a total perversion. By the time you get to the Shtei HaLechem of Shavuos, you're ready to live in a world of chametz and matzah. That's a gevaldik idea. That's why the carbon toda is lost the level. That's the mature carbon that we bring on the day of Kabbalah Satar. Okay? So the Ramban says, we don't live in a world of chametz, too much midas adin. Don't live in a world of devash, where everything is so sweet, because that's also not true. Live in a complex world, and a balanced world. That's where the best stuff happens. Okay. Shkoyach.